First to Arizona, where the governor has just a few days left to decide whether or not to veto a controversial bill. It's called SB 1062, and it would allow businesses in Arizona to deny service to gays and lesbians on religious grounds. The state's Republican governor, Jan Brewer, has until the end of the week to either sign the bill or veto it. If she does nothing, it does automatically become law. Peter O'Dowd is news director at Here and Now contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix. He's with us now. Peter, welcome back.
Hi there.
And first of all, three state senators who voted for the bill are now asking the governor to veto it?
Yeah, that's right. These are Republicans who voted for the bill last week. When they saw the backlash that happened after the passage of the bill, they kind of got a little bit of buyer's remorse. They said that the bill moved through the legislature too quickly, that they do want to protect religious freedom in the state, but they just were a little bit worried that that Arizona would come out of this with a black eye, much like we did during SB 1070. And the interesting thing there is if they had voted against it when the vote was actually happening, the bill wouldn't have made it through.
At SB 1070, you're talking about the bill that many people call the Show Me Your Papers law. Now, I see that the two Republican senators from the state, Jeff Flake and John McCain, have come out and said Governor Brewer should veto this bill. Who else is weighing in?
We've also got some of the biggest names in the business community in Arizona have come out against it. We've got the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. The list is longer than that. We've heard warnings that if this bill goes into law, that some companies that have been thinking about coming here will pull out. We also heard recently reports that Doug Parker, the CEO of American Airlines, formerly U.S. Airways, he's got a lot of clout in this state. He's asking the governor to veto. And also Apple has a big operation that's supposed to be coming to town, and there's fear what would happen with that. We've also got the Super Bowl coming up, and businesses have said that they don't really want to deal with boycotts over that situation like we have in the past over the MLK Day holiday.
You mentioned Apple. That's this factory that they're planning on building in Mesa, something that the governor was very proud of bringing to Arizona. Now, let's talk about some of the proponents of this bill. State Senator Al Melvin voted for it. He was pressed on it by CNN's Anderson Cooper last night, who asked if the bill would legalize discrimination. Let's listen.
This bill is designed for religious freedom. No matter how you twist and try to turn it, that is the bottom line here.
You can't answer
a straight
question.
It is nobly perceived. It was nobly voted on. And we hope the governor signs it into law.
Peter O'Dowd, tell us about the people who are for this bill.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that Arizona is still, it's a conservative state. This bill did pass the legislature, so there certainly are supporters, including the Center for Arizona Policy, which is one of the groups that helped get it through. Their leader has said, especially on the business side of things, has encouraged businesses to look at it from the completely opposite perspective, that this bill, in fact, would mean that Arizona is a state that respects the religious faith of all individuals, and that Arizona is a state that's opening, enabling business owners and individuals to live out their faith. Republicans have also said that the Democrats in the state and those against the bill are fear-mongering, that they've misrepresented what this bill will actually do. It is important to remember that people are certainly in favor of it here.
Well, so the big question now is, what is the governor going to do? She talked with CNN's Dana Bash last night, who asked her where her gut was on this bill. Let's listen to her answer.
I don't rely a whole lot on my gut because I have to look at what it says and what the law says and take that information and do the right thing. But I can assure you, as always, I will do the right thing for the state of Arizona.
Peter, I'm trying to read the tea leaves there, and I'm not having a very easy time of it.
Well, yeah, she hasn't really come out very strongly one way or the other at all yet. One thing that I think is interesting about the governor, she's not afraid to surprise people. You know, she was the one who wagged a finger in the president's face a few years ago. She's gone against her own party in last year's fight against Medicaid expansion. So when you think about it in the context of this bill, I think it's also really important to remember the pressure that she may be feeling from these business groups. So ever since the recession started and we came out of the recession, Brewer has made it a very big priority of hers to show that Arizona is getting better, open for business. You know, every time there's a big jobs announcement, she's there at the podium. You know, we mentioned Apple already. She's there at the podium trying to say, you know, look, things are getting better here. So if the business community can make a compelling enough argument to her, I think that she, you know, she's going to have to listen to them. On the other hand, she says she's going to sit down with people this week and meet with both sides and hear them out. She was out of town yesterday, so the meetings will begin this week.
And what about local politics in the state? There's a governor's race coming up, right?
There is, you know, and that's the politics for Governor Brewer are slightly different than the immigration bill from 2010. You know, she's not running for re-election. Many of the candidates for governor have come out and said that they're not in favor of this, that Arizona should focus on other things that are more important to them. Al Melvin, who we heard from earlier, he's also running for governor, and he is probably the most outspoken in favor of the bill.
And Peter, as you mentioned, the Super Bowl is coming to Arizona next year. The NFL has said that its policies prohibit discrimination. Is there any fear that the game could be moved?
I don't know about the game getting moved. We haven't heard anything like that. But I think what the Super Bowl and businesses related to the Super Bowl will be worried about is the talk of boycotts. We've heard about boycotts, the potential of them. And that would be really bad publicity leading up to the Super Bowl.
Peter O'Dowd, news director for Here and Now contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Peter, thanks as always.
Thank you.